says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive.
Well, some of your country boys surviving are going to join you today. Paul Fromm from Canada, George from Maryland. I'm James Kelso, your host from North Dakota. And welcome to the American Freedom Party Report. This show is sponsored by the self-same American Freedom Party, and our website is theamericanfreedomparty.us. If you get a chance during today's show to check out our website, please do so. Update if you've already seen the website, but if you haven't seen it at all, take a look. If you like what you see, consider joining the American Freedom Party. It's easy to do. $25 makes you a one-year member, and we would so much appreciate your help and support. Also, support this show. Let me tell you how you can do that. We want to keep the show running through the entire 8 to 12 years of the Trump presidency. That's right. We might repeal the 22nd Amendment. We'll be so enthusiastic about President Donald Trump, the savior of our country. But at least 8 years, and we'd like to keep the show running through that entire run so that we can report it, and we need your help to do that. Here's how you can help. James Kelso is the address. That's my name. Post Office Box 9, East Grand Forks, Minnesota, abbreviated MN, 56721. And in the audience there is a contributor. I'll try to think of some code word to let her know that I received her contribution, but thank you very much. Let's see, maybe a code word might be Rhode Island. Thank you very much for that contribution. That really helps. James Kelso, P.O. Box 9, East Grand Forks, Minnesota, 56721. Now, today, I mentioned George and Paul will be with us. The first hour is going to be devoted to the first heavy-duty report by Paul Fromm, our intrepid world traveler, from his latest and his second odyssey through South Africa. So the first hour is yours, Paul.
Well, thank you very much, James. It was quite a trip, and I'm glad to be back.
Let me just preface this a little for the people, and then you can add preface too, Paul, to get them into the context of what you've done. For longtime listeners to this show, you remember a little more than a year ago, we ran 4 months of reporting about and from South Africa. And at the beginning of that reporting, talking with one of our kinsmen in South Africa, from South Africa, I asked the question, are any people from America or Europe, are they flying to South Africa to give you help or to report on your story or to defend you? And the answer was no. No help is coming. We feel abandoned. So I pledged that the American Freedom Party would send a mission. We would organize a mission, send it to South Africa, pay for it, and then get a book out reporting what's going on in South Africa. Get the word out. So as a result of that show, Paul Fromm offered his services, and what a great man you are, Paul. Paul Fromm agreed to go to South Africa for 2 weeks and toured South Africa more than a year ago. He has now just returned from another extensive tour of South Africa. And the what he's reporting on, folks, again, if you haven't been listening to the show, if you're a recent listener, what's going on in South Africa is genocide. White people in South Africa are being dispossessed, to use the term Wilmot Robertson used in his book, The Dispossessed Majority, in 1972. Well, it's well along in South Africa. So that gives the folks some of the context here. Paul, you go ahead and take the microphone, please.
Yes, well, James, last May of 2015, I went for a two-week tour in South Africa, fact-finding tour. My brief was pretty much a study brought out the previous November by a man who is pretty much the world expert on genocide. Now, he comes at it from, I think he's a relative of yours vaguely, isn't he?
He's a sixth cousin.
Now, he comes at it from a somewhat left-wing point of view, but what he said, and this is pretty current, this is based on his November 2014 visit to South Africa, that South Africa is in the penultimate stage of genocide. That is the final step before they start hacking people to death in the streets with machetes and machine-gunning them. In other words, it's that bad. Now, the lamestream media in North America carries almost nothing on it. The odd time you might see something about murder of farmers, but not much. Usually it's what I would call fluffy human interest stories, like what South African actress Charisse Theron is doing, among other things. She's adopting black kids and so on. So she's not exactly typical. Or the kind of human interest story of the murder trial of Oscar Pistorius, the Blade Runner. Okay, that's all interesting, but that doesn't really tell you what's going on in the country. So I had thanks to some very, very good contacts, largely arranged by people in North America. I got a very good tour of the country, and I, to make a long story short, here are the conclusions. The conditions of life for white people are being made more and more impossible, but particularly through the insane Black Economic Empowerment Program, or BEE. It's affirmative action on steroids. Any company that deals with the government, and plus government, of course, has to be BEE compliant, which means at least 75% of their workforce must be black. But not just them, but their suppliers. So I give the example of a book publisher. If you want to sell textbooks to a South African school board, you have to be BEE compliant. That means 75% at least of your workforce must be black. Not only that, but your printer must be BEE compliant. And the transport company that delivers your books have. So what it does is it creates a workforce of second raters, blacks who are maybe kind of on the qualified or not qualified at all, but they need more black faces in there. So that makes things less efficient. But what it does is makes it very difficult for qualified blacks to get jobs. Qualified whites to get jobs. So South Africa does not have a very good social safety net. So what happens is if a white man, a person loses their job or can't find a job, well, they're in poverty. And you carried on that magnificent series of shows in early 2015 stories about homeless camps for whites. Now, sometimes people call them squatter camps, but I think that's the wrong concept. These are people who don't have a home, and they don't have a place to stay. And usually, because of some kind farmer or somebody else, a field is provided for them. But that's all. And I thought, come on, these must just be bums or, But I visited them, and it's enough to break your heart. People who, 5 years ago were middle class, they had a home, they had a car, kids were going to private school, they're destitute. And how that happens is if you lose a job, it's very difficult to find another one. for one thing, unemployment's very high in South Africa because it's officially over 26%. Some people say it's probably closer to 50. So, okay, just in general, it's hard to find a job. But even if you're a qualified white, it's even more difficult, not less, more, because of this brutal racial discrimination. So what happens is that you're reasonably well off in the middle class, and you lose your job. You can't find another one. Well, you can't keep your payments up on your house. You lose your house. Now you're living in your car. You can't keep your payments up on the car, or you just don't have any more money for fuel. Well, you're sitting in a ditch. And I've met people in those camps where the husband had a job, still has a job, but he earned so little that there's a choice between either food or accommodation. So he chooses food, and they have no accommodation. So they're in this homeless camp, and I took pictures of people who reminded me of that famous picture from the Depression, that black and white picture of a woman with a fairly long dress. She probably would have been a beautiful woman, but she's bedraggled. She's worn out. She's got, I think, a couple of kids by her side. It's a picture from the Dust Bowl days in Oklahoma. I saw that in real life. I saw a woman who has lost most of her teeth. She might be, I'm bad on women's ages, but I'll guess, mid-30s. Had the bone structure, and obviously was a very, very beautiful woman. Not anymore. She's worn out. Not taking care of herself. The kids have their sneakers held together with masking tape. Duct tape. Pathetic. And it's not their fault. These aren't your stereotypical, winos or bums or these are people like probably many people out there among our listeners. They're but for the grace of God. Okay, so that's one thing. There are tens of thousands. We're not talking about one or two or just a few in these homeless camps, driven there by anti-white discrimination.
Go ahead, Paul.
But then to add to, okay, that's number one, that making conditions of life impossible, or maybe not quite impossible, with a view to either driving them out or destroying them. That's part of the UN definition of genocide. But it's worse. There is the violence. How many people died? How many American soldiers died in Vietnam? 70,000, give or take.
Okay.
Since 1994, when political power was handed over by a treacherous white president, F.W. de Klerk, since 94, so the intervening 22 years, 70,000, that's 70 and three more zeros, whites have been murdered in South Africa. In other words, as many whites from a population of about 4.5 million as American soldiers from a population of maybe 275 million died in Vietnam. 70,000 murdered, and among the chief targets are farmers, many of them isolated. Farmers of about 4,000 have been murdered, and many of these murders are not just robbery. In fact, sometimes they're not even robbery at all. These are racial murders, and the unspeakable things are done to these people. Brutalized very often, the wife, she may be 80 years old, 25 years old, is gang raped in front of the husband. And sometimes the husband, terribly beaten, is allowed to live with that hell for the rest of his life, of his wife or daughters having been raped and murdered before in front of his eyes, and there was nothing he could do about it. And some people might say, "Oh well, I guess that's a law and order issue." Yeah, it is a law and order issue, but unfortunately, at the very top of the South African government, you have people who applaud that.
It's way beyond law and order because this is deliberate policy. Can I throw something in that reinforces what you're saying, Paul?
Sure.
You mentioned Dr. Gregory Stanton, who founded Genocide Watch. And, folks, he is considered the world authority, number one, on the subject of genocide, most respected. And he's not a right-winger. He's probably a card-carrying liberal.
Yes.
He issued his report declaring, I've got here a letter, an email that he sent to Sunette Bridges in December of 2014. And then I've also got his 8 stages of genocide. And Paul mentioned, well, here, let's listen to Dr. Stanton here. He says, in his letter to his email to Sunette Bridges, who you heard on this show a year ago, he says, as you know, Genocide Watch has already raised the genocide stage level for South Africa to stage 6. Folks, that's the next to last stage. There are 8 stages, but the 8th stage is denial. That's after it's all over and they deny that it happened. 7 is extermination. So that's the final stage, 7. Stage 6, because we now have evidence that the murders of Afrikaner farmers and other whites is organized by racist communists determined to drive whites out of South Africa, nationalize farms and mines, and bring on all the horrors of a communist state. Marxism-Leninism is not yet the official ideology of the ANC government, as it is in ZANU, PF, and Zimbabwe, but ANC policy will take a further step in that direction at the ANC National Conference in December. And folks, that's already occurred. He says, a two-state solution to the racial problem in South Africa, while it might have been possible 60 years ago, is no longer possible. Now, that's his conclusion, not necessarily Paul's or mine. Then he says, the UN will never allow creation of a separate state for whites in South Africa. We, Genocide Watch, are encouraging governments like Australia and the US to adopt liberal asylum policies for South African whites so they can leave South Africa. Now, this is in 2014, folks. It is a pity. Whites in South Africa have lived there for over 300 years and have just as much right to stay there as African Americans or white Americans have to stay in the U.S. Let that sink in, folks. As much right in South Africa as you have here in America. We fully recognize the crisis. And that's an email from Gregory Stanton to a patriot who's been on this show, Sunette Bridges. Now, get this. I'm going to read another thing, Paul, to put another piece in the puzzle here for folks. I'm going to read the description of what level 6 in the Genocide Watch, 8 stages of genocide is. It's called the stage of preparation. Victims are identified and separated out because of their ethnic or religious identity. In other words, because they're white. Death lists are drawn up. Members of victim groups are forced to wear identifying symbols. Their property is expropriated. They are often segregated into ghettos, deported into concentration camps, or confined to a famine-struck region and starved. At this stage, a genocide emergency must be declared. If the political will of the great powers, regional alliances, or the UN Security Council can be mobilized, armed international intervention should be prepared. Get that, folks. In other words, troops, paratroops coming out of planes, coming off of landing boats, or heavy assistance provided to the victim group to prepare for its self-defense. Otherwise, at least humanitarian assistance should be organized by the UN and private relief groups for the inevitable tide of refugees to come. And then I'll read you 7. 7, extermination. Extermination begins and quickly becomes the mass killing legally called genocide. It is extermination to the killers because they do not believe their victims to be fully human. When it is sponsored by the state, and it is here, the armed forces often work with militias to do the killing. Sometimes the genocide results in revenge killings by groups against each other, creating downward world. At this stage, only rapid and overwhelming armed intervention can stop genocide. I'll pause right there, Paul, and we're going to return to Paul Fromm's report from South Africa. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org 800-326-2001.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
I wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis, before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday, when a man could still work, still would. The best of the free life behind us now, and our good times really over for good. And I went rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell.
Are we, folks? Are our cousins in South Africa rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell? Well, they're already there. And, Paul, just to make my last comment before you take the mic back, I want to connect the dots here with the American Freedom Party, the Trump Phenomenon Program that we sponsor Monday through Friday and on which George and Paul are such frequent co-hosts. Paul, when things like this Genocide Watch report come to the desk of Barack Hussein Obama, his response, I'll bet you, is a chuckle. I'll bet you he chuckles. And I'll bet you he has a little smile, a wicked smile. And his emotional response is, wonderful. Because he is an ANC radical. He is a Nelson Mandela man, Barack Hussein Obama. I think he is a communist, a Muslim, and a whole bunch of other things. When Donald Trump becomes president of the United States, imagine it, Paul. Imagine when that Genocide Watch report that says armed intervention is needed now. That's what it says. It says armed intervention must be prepared when you get to stage six, the preparation stage of genocide. And at stage seven, extermination, massive, heavy armed intervention is mandatory. Guess what Donald Trump's going to do, Paul?
What he's going to do is, if the present prime minister, president of South Africa is still there, this corrupt communist, a member of the Communist Party, Jacob Zuma, I can imagine a frightened black gopher runs into to President Zuma and says, "President, it's the President of the United States on the phone, and he wants you." And Zuma will turn nearly white with fear as he picks up the phone and he hears, "This is Donald Trump, and I'm the president. And listen here, no more. This is what we want, and we want it done now. We want proper protection of white farmers. We want the attacks on whites to stop and the perpetrators punished. We want fairness in the workplace for whites. And if we don't get it within 60 days, these are the things that are going to happen. We're not even talking about sending in the 101st Airborne. We're talking about the economic squeeze that could happen.
And I think he'll add, he'll say, President, and I like what you said, using the term loosely, President Zuma, please look out your windows towards the ocean out there. And look at the horizon. Do you have any binoculars? Look out the horizon. They're very close into shore, so you should be able to see them with your bare eyes. See all those things out there in the water? Those are two United States Navy carrier task force forces, one from the Indian Ocean and one from the Atlantic, who joined up.
While you're looking out the window, do you see that thing that just flew by? That's a drone. Now, the next time it comes by, it might just have your name on it in the crosshairs. You understand what I'm telling you?
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen. Now, Donald, you know, the words may be different, but the import will be the same. It's not necessarily a completely simple solution, but if the President of the United States, let it be known to the thugs and kleptocrats in power in South Africa that he had enough and there are going to be consequences. Look, these guys are living the life of Riley. Communist Zuma has a mansion built at taxpayers' expense, besides his official residence called Nkandla. Even in South Africa, he's considered.
Pardon that interruption, Paul. We'll come back. Stay tuned, folks, and we'll take your calls too a little later.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org. Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit MyDryHome.com. That's MyDryHome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home. homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool. A man is hard to be. Any man can be a fool. A man is hard to be.
We're back, folks. Paul, we interrupted you in the middle of a paragraph there. Go ahead.
What really South Africans need is for the world to recognize what's happening, and then for somebody with power to let the thugs know that we care. And I don't mean just in an emotional way we care, but we care and we have the power to insist that you do something about it. Zuma, the president, is a Communist Party member and I believe a grade 5 dropout. Even in South Africa, his pronouncements are laughed at. He's a profoundly ignorant man, but he's not ignorant about certain things. Ignorant about what would happen if he lost power. And if the president let him know that there'd be no easy exile for him. Either you do the right thing or you will be out of power, and you may not be able to go and retire in Switzerland with a bloated bank account. Now these people
Paul Gregory Stanton, who's he's the UN, the United Nations official, he is their authority on genocide. He says, when you find an Idi Amin or a Pol Pot, you hunt them down and you put them before an international tribunal, and then you mete out justice to them. So Jacob Zuma will be charged with genocide and by an international tribunal. And so this is interesting, Paul, that you know, that there are liberals even who have a conscience and recognize that you know, genocide is what it is. Now let me give you a shocking, I think this is a shocking thing that I just noticed as you were speaking, Paul. When you gave this report a year ago from your first trip to South Africa, I told people, if you really want to get motivated to understand how brutal this is genocide. Paul and I are not using, and Gregory Stanton are not using hyperbolic words or language here. There's no exaggeration.
No, and that was something I wanted to be sure of, James. You know, I may not have a huge reputation, but I do have a reputation, and I don't want to write nonsense. I've put out political material, you know, since I was 17, and I've always tried to base it on research and facts, quotations, and you know, my interpretations may be different from somebody else, but at least we're talking about the same facts. So I don't want to call it a home run if it barely got past first base. I've been very curious to pin, or I mean, very diligent to try to pin down the facts, not to oversell the story, but the story is as Stanton said, we're in the final stages of genocide, and partly it's because the government is essentially communist. I think a lot of people in the West don't realize that. If we think of communists at all, we think of, you know, that poor comic opera in North Korea or maybe Cuba. But the upper echelons of the government in South Africa are communists. The ANC, the African National Congress, always was closely tied to the Communist Party. And Nelson Mandela, St. Nelson, was a communist.
Yeah. Now let me give you a shocking. This may be news for you, Paul. When I asked people, in order to get them to see how bad this was, I said, just go to Google Images, folks, and punch in South African farm murders. Just type in South African farm murders in Google Images, Google/Images. And 1 year ago, Paul, when people did that, you saw page after page after page of horrifying, absolutely very difficult to look at photographs of babies that have been butchered. I don't mean to be, this is what's going on, folks. Babies that have been chopped up, the stomachs of pregnant women cut open, every manner of desecration to a human body you can imagine, decapitation, eyeballs gouged out. It was all in photographs. Guess what, Paul? Those photos are gone.
Oh.
Those photos, folks, you punch in South African farm murders right now. It's gone. There are pictures. It doesn't make any sense at all. You go to the page. In other words, Paul, and by the way, this is stage 8, denial.
Yeah.
This is stage 8, folks. In other words, Google is already pretending it's not going on. They've already jumped to stage 8, anticipating stage 7, which is the machetes and so on. But, folks, the machetes are happening. That stage 7 part is happening in the farm. South African farmers number from anywhere from 25,000 and up, but no more than 40,000 farmers in South Africa. There's no hard and fast numbers in these things because we're dealing with a communist government. But at least 3,000 of these farmers have been butchered. At least, and this is women, children, babies, elderly, at least 3,000. And they aren't just killed. It's not like a .22 to the head or a baseball bat to the head. No, it's torture killings, brutal torture killings, sadistic torture killings. All of them killed this way. And Paul gave the example, for instance, of women and daughters raped in front of their mothers, then the mothers raped in front of the fathers, and then the insane fathers maybe killed, maybe not, maybe just let to go out to go be insane. But the Paul, this is shocking. The pictures are gone, folks. The pictures of the babies, the people with their guts spilling out, the burned bodies. For instance, Paul, on the page, South African farm murders, I have pictures of farm fields. Folks, I'm burning up at this. Pictures of farm fields. pictures of black leaders, in quotes, sitting in a chair. A picture of a pretty girl. Okay, that's supposedly a farm murder picture. Well, I'll bet you she was murdered, but you have no idea that that's the case. There are no pictures of bodies. No pictures. They were all here 1 year ago. So, folks, we're at stage eight. Google, these bastards at Google, have decided, some person, some conscienceless persons at Google, this is a deliberate act. You have to do this. You have to, in order to get rid of all those pictures, Paul, you've got to by hand delete them. You know, and you've got to by hand go in and produce. And this is what, remember, this is what Winston Smith talked about in the Ministry of Truth that was going on in 1984, taking the actual facts, editing them, changing them, putting back in a complete fabrication. There's almost no hint in this, you know, on this page you can find little glimpses of what I'm talking about, folks. Like there's a picture here of a floor with bloodstains on it. Okay, a floor with bloodstains on it. What about the body that made those bloodstains? That picture's gone. So in other words, Paul, by hand, somebody went through this, took off the worst pictures, that is the most truthful pictures, and just left. Here's a picture of a farmer, a handsome farmer standing in front of his fields. Here's another aerial picture of a beautiful South African fields, as if what I'm searching for is South African farms, as if the word murder is not in there. And I mean, this is disgusting. And I'm going page after page. There's one picture here. I found one picture of a farmer bloodied in his bathtub, mutilated, blood all over the walls. Here's from RadioFreeSouthAfrica.com. One picture. But Paul, somebody searching through Google is not going to go down through hundreds and hundreds of photos, not likely to do it, and they're going to be affected by the predominance of the pictures, which used to be brutal picture after brutal picture. For instance, now here's a picture of the South African Police Service Medal or Award. Here's a picture of a mine, a South African mine. Here's a picture of some blacks harvesting a crop in a field. That's under the heading South African Farm Murders. Oh, go ahead, Paul. I'm burned up at this because this is stage eight.
Yes, and you have to understand that we have to anticipate possible arguments here, and one of the arguments will be, well, it's not really genocide. It's a breakdown of law and order, and we should get tell the government to take it more seriously. Well, unfortunately, first of all, it's not just a breakdown of law and order. The communists at the top of the ANC and operatives, you know, right down through the system, have for several generations sung a song called "One Bullet, One Boer." A Boer can be both a farmer and an Afrikaner, South African, but that's not just among the good old brothers down in the hood. People as high as Zuma have been caught on video recently. You know, we're not talking about 30, 40 years ago, pumping their fists and chanting "One bullet, one Boer." Now, so there is to the thugs at the lower down, not even much of a nudge, nudge, wink, wink, an open nod. Whites are the enemies. Kill them. And there's a lot of hypocrisy that wouldn't necessarily be the official statement coming from the government. But the thugs in the hood, it doesn't take them long to realize the lay of the land. Another thing is that because of brutal BEE, that's Black Economic Empowerment, or we call it affirmative action, or in Canada we call it employment equity. All it means basically is anti-white discrimination. Policing in South Africa is woefully underfunded, often very incompetent, and sometimes even worse than incompetent, corrupt. I was told by a security man, I mean, who runs a security company, often, when they investigate a crime, they find out that the police are in on it. The corrupt police, in some cases, carry out burglaries, or in other cases, enable them. So,
Paul, let me make an analogy. and that is this. Folks, you remember there was a U.S. reporter named Walter Duranty, who was a reporter for the New York Times. And in 1931, he was filing dispatches from Ukraine saying that everything was wonderful. Everything was peachy keen. They were showing pictures of Red Army parades in Red Square and, pretty farms. And everything was peachy keen. That's what's going on right now, folks, because what was going on, actually going on, is that millions upon millions of white people, they were specifically targeted as simply white people, were being butchered, starved, destroyed economically, as in the case of South Africa, so that they're driven to starvation, driven to desperation, and then just, as in the farm murders, just butchered. Millions upon millions, folks, and we in the West did nothing. Yep. We did absolutely nothing, folks. We didn't lift a finger. Now, that was the biggest genocide in the history of the world. It's being repeated in South Africa on a horrific, if smaller, scale. 4 million plus white folks are targeted for extermination, according to the liberal Dr. Gregory Stanton. Not according to Paul Fromm or James Kelso. And Paul, by the way, is now an authority. He's been there. I'm somebody talking from afar. Paul has been there, has seen it. He's been in these, in effect, concentration camps where beautiful South African children, they're not going to be able to go to school. There is no school. They don't have shoes. There's no food. There's no relief system whatsoever. They are constantly under threat of being attacked. Now, get this, Paul. I'm looking at a chart here. Under Prime Minister Verwoerd in South Africa, guess how many murders there were between 1948 and 1989. The Verwoerd was the main leader at the time.
I saw the figure. It's
170. 170 murders in the whole nation. Now, by the way, that would just be for one neighborhood of Chicago now.
Or for one night in one city in South Africa. And to be fair, a lot of the victims of violence are blacks, too.
Yes, but now here's the thing. The figure since 94 under Nelson Mandela, who's a protege of Joe Slovo, a Stalinist trained in the Walter Duranty era. Joe Slovo is right out of that same crowd. Was he Latvian or Lithuanian Jewish?
There's a Lithuanian Jew and a colonel in the KGB. I mean, this guy was heavy duty, and he was Nelson Mandela's right-hand man.
Yes.
The communists have been in the corridors of power since 1994, and the ANC are virtually interchangeable. So, when we talk about communism, I think we have to provide a little bit of context, because older people may say, oh, yeah, I vaguely remember that. Younger people think, what does that mean? I mean, you're just name-calling. No, I'm not name-calling. We're not trying to blacken somebody's reputation, so to speak. They are communists, and their mindset is anti-business, which of course is one of the reasons South Africa, despite its immense wealth, achieves much less than it should. But they're biased against white people because the whites were the farmers and for the most part the businessmen.
Yes. And the folks, the number of murders under Zuma is 24,000 a year. It's gone from 170 to 24,000 since the ANC took power in 1994. This is a reign of terror. And, of course, part of the terror is they're terrorizing blacks as well, of course. But the genocide is against the whites. And, Paul, here's an emergency thing that, you and I could get involved with this. Somebody's got to find these photos. This is exactly what Winston Smith was doing in the book 1984. We've got to find these photos that have been deleted by Google, and we've got to create our own archive. We have to create our own alternative source of facts, because if Google gets rid of these pictures, Orwell's point was this: they don't exist anymore. Truth has disappeared. Reality disappears. And so we've got
perhaps
to.
We could ask somebody out there among our listeners or members. There are a lot of people that are very, very much more computer savvy than you and me. But that's a task for somebody to go and get these and archive them. Because you're right. I think there are evil and clever people on the other side who realize that there are now a few of us that are onto them. And hey, if you can deep six the evidence, and that's exactly what we're fighting on so many fronts. History that has been rewritten or is being rewritten, and we have to have the evidence out there.
And folks, imagine this. Imagine if President Donald Trump. Now, President Trump is the same as we are. He's been kept. The truth has been kept from him. So I'll imagine a scene for you in the Oval Office, President Trump, right after this break. And then we'll get to Chris in Las Vegas.
Have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
While the large majority of Americans have never heard of cryptocurrency, it is the medium of exchange of the future that has already begun. On the other hand, the large majority of RBN listeners are very aware of the corruption within the Fed and the trillions in counterfeit money and credit it has created. Well, would you like to do something about this? OneCoin, the fastest growing company of any kind in world history, will pay you to help do away with the Federal Reserve. Henry Ford didn't invent the automobile, but he surely developed many great improvements in the industry. In 1927, talking pictures made silent movies obsolete overnight, and email has practically done away with the need for a fax machine. With cryptocurrency, Bitcoin became the pioneer in 2009. But now OneCoin, as the first ever gold-backed cryptocurrency, has moved to the top of the industry in only 2 years, and its impact on the financial world could be devastating to the Fed. Bill Gates and Richard Branson and all the jillionaires are already acknowledging that this system of paying for goods and services is becoming what will be recognized as the new worldwide reserve currency. For more information, call Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911. Again, that's Pat Shannon at 601-212-0911.
Tuning in for the American. Hi, Karen. Karen, this is Kelso calling you.
Hi, James.
Hi, boy. You know, I just made a shocking discovery, and I'm on the air right now on radio, and I want to ask you about it, folks. I'm speaking with Karen Smith, who's one of the world's greatest champions of saving the South African white people. Karen, a year and some ago, when we did our South African series here on the radio show, I asked people to go to Google Images and just Google search the term South African farm murders. And at that time, what came up was page after page of hundreds of the most horrible photos of savagery, you know, anyone will ever see. Guess what? I just asked the audience to do that again, and guess what comes up? Nothing. They've been Karen, they've been taken off. Yes?
Google has done that,
so. Oh, this is intentional. Oh, Karen, there's no question. I'm kind of a computer wonk. Let me tell you, I know what's involved here, Karen. This is deliberate. It's an entire staff of people have to have been assigned the task of going through tens of thousands of photos, one by one. It's the only way to do it, and that's exactly what they've done. They've taken every picture that told the truth. Of how brutal these torture murders are, and they haven't deleted every single one. There are still a couple in there, but you have to search through page after page. They're effectively gone because here, Karen.
James, my web page, which is called Radio South Africa, Radio Free South Africa. I had 30,000 visitors a month. Certainly, my page had four pages. If you Google Radio Free South Africa, it came up with four pages on Google. Suddenly, I'm almost invisible. AdSense have contacted me and told me to take pages down because they've got two gruesome pictures on them, which I refuse to do, so now AdSense will not sponsor my page, as it were. You know, you get a certain amount of money for visitors to your page. Well, they've taken the ads off of my page because I refuse to take the gruesome pictures down, because those are the truth.
Yes.
And I'm not going to be bullied or intimidated by anybody. But it is very clear to me that Google is hiding anything to do with South Africa.
Now, Karen, this is incredibly serious, because Paul Fromm's on the air with us right now. He's just returned from his second trip through South Africa, and we're in the process of launching creating this book with the help of the great South African writers on the truth in South Africa. But when President Donald Trump, we want to present to him what's going on in South Africa, so that instead of, here's what I anticipate, Karen. I think when President Obama hears the Genocide Watch report from Gregory Stanton, he probably laughs. President Trump, I want him to do what I know he will do. If he saw those page after page of gruesome murder photos in South Africa, I don't think it would take more than about an hour for President Donald Trump to be on the phone to so-called President Jacob Zuma. And I don't think it would be within that first 60 minutes that United States Navy carrier task forces would be steaming towards South Africa.
Well, one can only hope for that, James. But I am in contact with one of Donald Trump's managers, and I have been sending updates on South Africa. So I have to have that Donald Trump knows and is fighting his crime. That's all I can do.
Now, Karen, let me ask you this. Has anybody, please, I hope, has someone somewhere got any kind of an archive of those Google images that used to be up? You know, we could have saved all of them if we had been smart and realized they're going to take these down. We could have saved every single picture to our own archive, and I'll offer my own web server to do that. Has anybody
done? They are pages.
That's 800-333-6923. And like them on Facebook, and you'll be included in contests and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.